This morning I wanted to share with you, to prepare our hearts to pray, two verses, pray without ceasing and be filled with the Spirit. And I'd like to suggest that these are very much the same, and our focus is going to be on without ceasing and this whole idea of being filled. So, you know, for most of us, when we pray, we start the day with a quiet time, and we have the sense that we're kind of building up a storehouse of spiritual truth and encouragement that will see us through the day. And as the day goes on, we get wound down, and by the end of the day, we're often exhausted and ready to fill up again the next morning in our quiet time. And I'd like to suggest to you that that is not a biblical concept. We're hardly praying without ceasing, and I think we are not filled with the Spirit when that sort of thing happens. We often get to the end of the day with good intentions and realize we may not have prayed since that morning and hardly even thought of the Lord. So turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians 5:18. We have pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, but now also in Ephesians 5:18, we have be filled with the Spirit. Again, this idea of filling, we somehow relate, just like our quiet time. We attempt to be filled and build up a stock of energy and run on that energy all through the day. But we must realize that being filled is a present tense imperative, as is, by the way, pray without ceasing, a present tense imperative. And many of you know that in the Greek, that means a present action that continues and doesn't stop. So it's to be filled and to keep on being filled, to pray and to keep on praying. And using our car example, we have to realize then that this filling the tank and then using that supply through the day doesn't really fit the idea of being filled and continuing to be filled. In fact, if we think of the car filling up at a gas station, as soon as we drive out of the station, it's no longer completely full. So what does this mean to us practically, to be filled and to keep on being filled? Well, Paul gives us some help also in Ephesians 5. If you look back to verse 15, we're told to walk circumspectly, that is, to walk with careful wisdom. And then to look back to verse 8, we're told to walk as children of light. And then back to verse 2, to walk in love. And brethren, these are also present imperatives, to walk and keep on walking. And I'm using this because this idea of walking is really strong support for the point we want to make. Also in Galatians 5:16, we have the command, walk in the Spirit. So what is it to walk? Walking is simply taking one step after another. In fact, if you're not taking a next step, you're no longer walking, you're standing. Walking, by definition, by its very nature, involves continuous movement. And walking in the Scriptures is not wandering or strolling. It's walking with a purpose, walking to get where we need to be. So this is a very intentional walking. So I'd like to suggest to you, in exactly the same way, this idea of being filled is not the action of filling up, but be filled refers to a state of being. The state of being full. So when the Scripture says, be filled with the Spirit, it says to be full of the Spirit and keep on being full of the Spirit. That's quite a different thing than filling a tank and running on that supply for 24 hours. So how do we do this to continually be full when we're living very busy lives? Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 15. Because there in John chapter 15, our Lord Jesus Christ gives us further help. He tells us, beginning in verse 4, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." Brethren, we know that this word abide means to continue or remain. And Jesus helps us understand with the vine branch metaphor. He is the vine continually supplying all the nourishment, and the branches must stay vitally connected to that vine to get that nourishment. As soon as the branch is broken off, it begins to wither and die, and certainly it loses all of its power. So let's tie this back to prayer. The Lord does this just two verses later, if you'll look at me together in verse 7. "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." So how do we pray without ceasing? Well, we must be continuously full of the Holy Spirit. We must abide in Christ. And we do this by keeping this vital connection with the Lord, to see everything through the lens of God's purposes and of His Scripture, actively and continuously realizing His presence and His working in our lives, so that no matter what comes our way, whether it be accidents or obstacles or threats or irritations and frustrations of every kind, even tragedies and extreme difficulties, we can be filled with the Spirit and we can pray without ceasing when we see all those things in light of God's presence and we maintain an attitude of submission to our Lord's working in our lives. And we remember the Scriptures and we think on the Lord's presence at those moments. And when we do, this whole realm of fear and worry and anger dissipates and in fact becomes mortified over time. So brethren, to pray without ceasing is to recognize at all these moments of difficulties that the Lord is with us and that He is bringing them to pass for our good. It is to maintain this vital connection with Him by maintaining this attitude of submission to Him and to be consciously aware of His presence. We may actually utter a prayer for help at those moments, but we certainly are maintaining that vital connection. So the automobile analogy is not very helpful, to think of filling a tank and running on that energy through the day without that vital connection being maintained. It's simply not a biblical pattern. I'd like to suggest a better illustration, and that's the illustration of a streetcar. You know that a streetcar has some sort of overhead cable that's carrying the electrical supply of energy. And the streetcar has an overhead arm that connects up to that cable. And you know, as the streetcar goes about its business all over the city during the day, it maintains that connection. And it has as much power at any moment as it did at the very beginning of the day. And in fact, when that connection is broken, sometimes that arm comes off. Well, the streetcar stops. It can do nothing on its own of spiritual value, if we bring that into the spiritual analogy. So brethren, to pray without ceasing is a present tense imperative, a command to pray and keep on praying with an awareness of the presence of the Lord. It is a command to maintain an attitude that allows us to be filled with the Spirit, to continually be full of the Spirit, to see life through the lens of Scripture. So as we come to our prayer time, let us maintain that attitude now, but also throughout this day and throughout every day, that we might be filled with the Spirit and give all glory and honor and praise to our Lord.